And part of the reason, perhaps, that we are not seeing the outpouring of the Spirit of God is because we will not become uncomfortable. So you have loved ones who are perishing, and nothing I say will move you to double your efforts in prayer for them. You're comfortable. You have people who are literally going to hell, who are in your circle, family or friends, they're literally on their way to hell, and you have not imbibed this sense of desperation, right? This sense of desperation that they are on the brink, and when they perish, that's it. And that sense of their lost condition and that imminence doesn't grip you. It's just you don't feel it. And there's going to come a day where you're looking at their funeral and you're wondering, where on earth are they? And did I really pray for them? Did I really preach the gospel to them? Did I even try to reach out to them? Did I do what I could have done? Or was I so comfortable? God help me. This is real, beloved. Is hell real? Is it? Do we believe it? Are people literally on the way to eternal destruction from which they will never escape ever? Will they suffer endlessly? That's what the Bible teaches. Are they going to be lost irrecoverably? And are you perhaps the only, or whether you're alone or not, you're one of God's instruments right there in their lives. And yet days pass and you never pray for them. Never mind saying, I'm going to set aside a particular time or multiple times in the week. I'm going to get before God 15 minutes in the morning or in the evening or some other time, maybe even pair up with other people who are burdened with the same thing. I'm going to get before God and we're going to storm heaven until we see God answer. I will not let you go, Lord, until you answer. People are lost and we are comfortable with it. This is what I say. When you assess your own heart, you start asking yourself, maybe I'm more like these Jewish people than I realize. I have distorted so that God has to force me into a cross. He has to bring some hard providence where I'm forced to bear difficulty. I won't actually get before him and bear this particular burden. Dear God, you've given me this child. They are not saved. I will not give up until I know they are soundly converted. You're going to hear from me every day. I'm going to set aside particular times where the only thing you're going to hear from me is their name and their need. It was that feeling that caused Paul to, in fastings oft, it was just the burdens. He felt the burdens. It was eternity. And I, honestly, I read this and I see all the privileges that we have right here in this church. We have been so privileged. What are we doing with it? Comfortable with the fact that people are on their way to hell. God forbid. And he's going to take his working and his spirit and his privileges and he's going to give it to another and leave us to our religion, but as without any sense of the presence of God. May the Lord have mercy on us. Let's bow together in prayer.